The second show of the summer season opened last night at the Clinton Area Showboat Theater with Noel Coward's 1941 haunting comedy, Blithe Spirit. Writer Charles Condamine has an idea for a new book and decides to hold a seance to observe clairvoyant Madame Marcotti's behavior and action. Guests include Charles and his current wife, Ruth, and Dr. and Mrs. Bradman. To the surprise of the dinner guests, there are supernatural manifestations taking place. Madame Marcotti falls into a trance, and Charles hears the voice of his dead first wife, Elvira. Charles can see and hear Elvira, but Ruth cannot. And from there, Charles tries to hold conversations with Elvira and Ruth, to Ruth's exasperation with the comical miscommunications. That's about all I'm going to say about the plot. You'll have to attend the show to find out the rest. The cast includes David Coolidge as he takes on the role of Charles, Lara Tenkoff as Charles's current wife, Ruth. The ghostly first wife, Elvira, is played by Jamie Witt. Dr. and Mrs. Bradman include great support for Charles and Ruth. The roles are played by Ben Cherington and Catherine Ahrens. Ben Marshall is over the top as Madame Marcotti, and you'll get a kick out of Edith, the odd, strange maid, portrayed by Lauren Medina. Mr. Coolidge easily handles the role of the frantic Charles as he goes from cool confidence to totally believing he might be just losing his mind. Lara Tenkoff is very convincing in the role of his wife, Ruth, who also goes from confident and loving to frantically swearing to get rid of the ghost portrayed by Jamie Witt, who is enchanting and funny as she portrays the role of the playful, sexy, and threatening ghost. These three handle their parts masterfully and have great chemistry. I will admit that I had a little difficulty understanding the English accent and dialogue at the beginning of the show, but by the time the ghost Elvira shows up, the action and fun take over. And I did feel a few chills up and down my spine, and it wasn't from the air conditioning. You'll observe some fantastic lighting and sound effects, as well as the costuming and the set of the Condamine's living room adds to the style for the production. The Showboat's artistic producing director, Matthew Teague Miller, is also the director of Blithe Spirit and keeps the pace of the show flowing quickly and smoothly as he works with this talented cast of actors. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We are so lucky and fortunate to have the quality of talent that Matthew Teague Miller assembles here in Clinton year after year. Another winner on the Lillian Russell stage. Blithe Spirit at the Showboat on Clinton's beautiful riverfront runs through June 29th. In the reviewer's chair, this is Greg Nofsker for KROS Radio.